Welcome to Tairat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yahushua Perek Yud Dalet, chapter 14. Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe have been allocated their portion outside the land of Yisrael on the other side of the Yarden. The remaining land that's within Eretz Yisrael will now be split. The allocation of land has to be by Goyral, by lots, as instructed in the book of Bamidbar, chapter 26. The allocation of land, though, is not random. The Urim V'Tumim, a medium through which Hashem allowed his will to be revealed, would be consulted in the process. So this is a divinely guided distribution. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, V'Ele, and these, meaning these are the cities. This is a reference to the places that are going to be mentioned later on. So, these are the places, Asher nochalu v'nei Yisrael be'eretz Kana'an, which the children of Yisrael inherited in the land of Kana'an. Asher nichalu aysam, Elazar hakayen v'yahishua bin Nun v'rashi aveis hamatais livnei Yisrael, which Elazar the priest and Yahishua the son of Nun and the heads of the tribes, Matais is tribes, of the children of Yisrael, distributed for inheritance, or as a heritage, to them. So Yahushua works together with Elazar the Kohen, and heads of the tribes, in the process of the division of the land. Verse 2. Begoyral nachalosom. By lot was their inheritance. Ka'asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe lesishas hamatais v'chatzi hamateh. As Hashem commanded through Moshe for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. And in verse 3, we are reminded that this number, 9.5 tribes remaining to be allocated land, is reached down from 12 tribes, as it says, because Moshe had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side of the Yarden. This is Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe, whose portions were outlined in the previous chapter. The verse continues, but to the Levim he gave no inheritance among them. So given that, subtracting another tribe from the 12, we are now at 8.5 tribes remaining for apportionment of land. And here we get our answer to the question from the previous chapter, who is the 9th tribe then to receive land? Verse 4, Ki hayu v'nei Yosef shnei matais Menashe v'Ephraim. For the children of Yosef were 2 tribes, Menashe and Ephraim. Here they are counted as 2. Regarding the inheritance of the Levim, the Pasuk states that they did get Orim Lasheves, Umigrashehem Lemiknehem Ulekinyonom, cities to dwell in, and the open land around them for their cattle and for their flocks. Ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu b'nei Yisrael vayach. As Hashem commanded Moshe, so the Bnei Yisrael did, and they divided the land. So the Levim have land to dwell in, but not land as a heritage. People from the tribe of Yehuda approach Yahushua in Gilgal. And the next few verses recount words spoken by Kalev to Yahushua, starting in verse 6. The Chaimas Anach comments that people from Yehuda accompanied Kalev, the leader of the tribe, to give honour to him, and also to honour Yahushua. As Kalev speaks, he refers back to the spy mission when Moshe sent a delegation of 12 men into the land. The report brought by 10 of the men caused fear in the people, but Kalev and Yahushua were the 2 spies who tried to inspire trust in Hashem regarding the conquering of the land. He says, Ata yodata es hadavar asher diber Hashem el Moshe, ish ha'elokim, al oidoisai v'al oidoisecho, b'kadesh barnea. You know the thing that Hashem spoke to Moshe, the man of God, concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea. He's talking to Yahushua. Ben arbo'im shana anoichi b'shloach Moshe eved Hashem oisi makadish barnea l'ragel es ha'aretz. I was 40 years old when Moshe, the servant of Hashem, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. Va'ashev oisoi davar ka'asher im levavi. And I brought him back word, a report, as it was in my heart, levavi. Va'achai asher alu imi, himsiv es lev ha'am. And my brothers that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Va'anoichi milesi acharei Hashem eloikai. But I fulfilled the will of Hashem, my God. Vayeshava Moshe b'yoyim hahu, and Moshe swore on that day, Leimar, im loy ha'aretz asher darcha raglecha bo, saying, surely the land upon which your foot has trodden, lechos yiyeh lenachala ulevonecha ad olam, shall be a heritage for you and for your children forever. Ki mi leisa acharei Hashem eloikai, because you have fulfilled the will of Hashem, my God. And now, behold, Hashem has kept me alive as he spoke these 45 years from the time Hashem spoke this word to Moshe, while Yisrael walked in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am today 85 years old. I am still as strong this day as I was on the day that Moshe sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Va'ata tonali es ha'har hazeh, and now give me this mountain, asher diber Hashem b'yoyim ha'hu, of which Hashem spoke on that day, ki ata shamata b'yoyim ha'hu ki anakim shom, because you heard on that day that the anakim were there. Va'orim gadolos b'tzurois, and that the cities were big and fortified. Ulai Hashem oisi, v'hirashtim ka'asher diber Hashem. Maybe Hashem will be with me, and I will drive them out as Hashem spoke. Let's delve a little deeper on words spoken by Kalev here. He says in relation to the episode of the Meraglim, spies, sent by Moshe, that he reported back word, ka'asher im levovi, as was in my heart. Radak explains that at that time, Kalev was afraid to tell the other spies that he was not in agreement with their words, in case they would kill him. But when he came back to the camp, he brought true word as was in his heart, concealed until then to the other spies. His report was a representation of what was in his heart. Notice the double letter vais in the word levavi, my heart, an expression of his willingness to tell the truth, both with his good inclination and with his evil inclination, as Choymos Anach points out. This beautiful insight may prompt you to recall an interpretation by Rashi on the words in the Shema Tefillah from Devarim 6, verse 5. Va'ohavta es Hashem Eloikecha, b'chol levavcha. You shall love Hashem your God with all your heart. Rashi comments on the double letter vase in levavcha, your heart, not the ordinary form of the word, that it's a message to serve Hashem with both inclinations of your heart, the evil inclination and the good inclination. Channel your entire being towards service of Hashem. Make all your desires a vehicle for service of Hashem. Perhaps this is an opportune moment as we study the words of Kalev in Yahushua Perek Yudalat here to contemplate for a moment how we implement the stunning message of these words that we recite daily in our tefillahs, prayers. In verse 9 in our chapter of study, as we mentioned just before, Kalev says that Moshe promised that the land Kalev had trodden on would be a heritage for him and for his descendants. Why? Because he fulfilled the will of Hashem. In Pasuk 13, we are told that Yahushua gives him Chevron. Why Chevron? Radak comments that at the time of the spy mission, the other spies were afraid to go to Chevron because of the Anakim, giants. Kalev went there nevertheless. For this reason, Moshe declared that Chevron would become his. This is the place upon which his foot trod. and the promise of Chevroin to Kalev is declared by Hashem in Devarim 1:36. This is divine will. Kalev's reliance on Hashem is emphasized in his activity in Chevroin. In Bamidbar 13:22, where the journey of the spies is being detailed, there is a shift in the text to the singular, showing that only Kalev went to Chevroin, not the other spies. Rashi comments there that Kalev went there alone to prostrate himself on the Kivrei Avos, the graves of the Avos, the patriarchs. The Avos are buried in the cave of Machpelah in Chevroin. Kalev went there at this difficult time to pray to Hashem that he have the strength to resist following the way of his fellow spies. The power of davening, praying at the graves of the Avos. The inspirational message from Kalev's actions that in a time of spiritual challenge, pressure amongst others, wanting to do the right thing when in a minority, pray. Hashem is your support. Even in matters such as these, we need Hashem's help. We are not alone, and we are not independent. Kalev points out in his speech that the spy mission was 45 years ago. As Rashi notes, we know then from this verse that the conquering of the land took 7 years, because Moshe sent the spies 2 years after leaving Egypt, which was 38 years before they came to Eretz Yisrael. 45 minus 38 is 7. The time we are at now, division of the land, is after 7 years of conquest. Matsudas David on verse 11 points out that Kalev is saying he is as strong now as he was back then to emphasize that he is capable of fighting in order to possess the land that he is asking for. Kalev relies on Hashem and Chevroin and reiterates his dependence on Hashem in verse 12. As we saw, he says, maybe Hashem will be with me. And we move on to the response. Verse 13, Vayavarchehu Yehoshua. Yehoshua blessed him. Vayitain es Chevroin l'Chalev ben Yefune l'Nachalo. He gave Chevroin to Kalev, the son of Yefune, as a heritage. Radak points out that Kalev must have been given the outskirts of the city, because Chevroin was one of the cities of refuge and these were allocated as settling space to Levim. Verse 14, Al Kain, Haysa Chevroin l'Chalev ben Yefune, Hakanizi l'Nachala ad Hayoyim Hazeh. Therefore, Chevroin was a heritage for Kalev, the son of Yefune, the Kenizi, until this day. Ya'an Asher Milei Acharei Hashem Eloikei Yisrael, since he fulfilled the will of Hashem, God of Yisrael. Malbim interprets, this land given just to him was a reward for Kalev because of how he acted. We're told in verse 15 that Chevroin had formerly been called Kiryas Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. The Ha'oretz Shokta Mimilchoma, and the land had rest from war. Says Rashi, this refers back to the previous topic, that after the 7 years of conquering, the Amorites were humbled and didn't gather against the Bnei Yisrael for war. So the Bnei Yisrael started the division of the land. Thank you for studying together. Lelui Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.